Eden, except it finds its way into our Gemara, an Eden that's very much dependent on Inyan Stam, the halach of Sirtut, and we'll see all across the board the Inyan of Sirtut from Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Megillah Sota, and maybe even Get, and anytime you write a few words of Torah. So we got into this Inyan here in the Gemara because of a challenge that Rav Yossi posed to the credibility of Rav Yasser. Rav Yasser lived in Eretz Yisrael and made a ruling regarding the Inyan of Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam, for Shliach Olacha, bringing a get from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. And he commented that he would not have to say Befani. The Gemara explains, because there's traffic, and therefore we don't have the concern of any Inyan Suni Kaimo. Meanwhile, Rav Yosef challenges Rav Yasser on two counts. How do we know he's a Bar Samcha? And also we see that he apparently is not a Bar Samcha because he wrote a letter where he quoted a pasuk in Yoel without Sirtut. The halach of Rav Yitzchak was that you can only write two words on the line without Sirtut. You cannot write without Sirtut. The Braisa has a different number, 3 verses 4. Okay, and then we read the Gemara, how Abaye responds to both of those two challenges. Number one, not knowing Rav Yitzchak is not necessarily a disqualifier. It's not a svara matter, it's just a Kabbalah. Gemara calls it a Kabbalah. Let's keep that in mind. We have to understand the nature of this halacha of Rav Yitzchak. Is it a deraisa? Is it a derabanan? The Lashon HaGemara is Gemarahi. So at least some Rishonim seem to assume it's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, but it may not necessarily be everybody's opinion. And then Rav Yasser, also, we see that he is a Bar Samcha because Askim Mari Al Yadeh, based on the interpretation he offered on the Pasuk of Atizna La Pilaksho and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Eliyahu reported, was in fact validating the Pshat that he gave to that Pasuk. Okay. Meanwhile, the Tosus here, and there's parallel Tosus in cross-referencing that we'll, Mirz Hashem, get to, Tosus in Menachas, Tosus in Sota, is going to send us to a lot of different Gemaras that discuss the Inyan of Sirtut. And the beginning part of Tosus, just to review outside that we did yesterday, there's two shittas here in the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak and the Braisa. What exactly is mutter and what is usser as far as writing without Sirtut? So Rabbi Yitzchak said the cutoff is 2 verses 3. The Braisa says 3 verses 4. How do we paskin? The Bahag says, like Rabbi Yitzchak. And that's because the Braisa is not considered to be authoritative. Therefore, we go with Rabbi Yitzchak. Again, we finished the whole sugi. We get to the Rambam. We'll see perhaps theorists in the Rambam about this question, how to paskin 2-3 or 3-4. The next point in Tosis is Rabbeinu Tam's Shita and Chidush, that it doesn't apply, this rule of Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't apply when a person is quoting a pasuk not for the sake of darshaning the pasuk, but rather using the pasuk as a melitza, as Lashon Sach, when he's sending a letter to somebody else. So you're not really writing Divrei Torah for the sake of Divrei Torah, you're just using the Lashon HaPasuk for the sake of conveying a message. And he brings a Yerushalmi, that one of the Amorayim sends a message, and this was seemingly a problem on Rabbeinu Tam, because the Amorayim was quoting a pasuk in Iyov, and he purposely inverted the Lashon HaPasuk, the two parts of the pasuk. V'haya v'shischa mitzar, so he says v'shischa mitzar haya, and achrischa yiska ma'od, he inverted it, ma'od yiska achrisecha. Seemingly it was just a greeting, bi'alma, it wasn't a drush in the pasuk, and yet he tried to be mehapech the pasuk, not to have to write sirtut. So this was a kasha, similar on Rabbeinu Tam's position. Then Tosus turns around and says, however, you look in the Yerushalmi, you'll see that there are other examples mentioned in the Yerushalmi by other Amorayim, where they quoted the psukim l'drasha, and it's not clear what Tosfos means by that. Tosfos quotes one of the examples. Marukva sent a message to Resh Galusa, and he was telling him not to be so involved with music in the morning and the evening. He quoted a pasuk, and he was mehapech the words of the pasuk, not altismach Yisrael, but Yisrael altismach, and as some are goreis, ka'amim elgil, not elgil ka'amim. So you see what does Tosus want to say from that? So there it was a drasha. He's using the pasuk to try to give halacha to, in guidance to the Reish Galusa, not to be involved with listening to music. So therefore he was mehapech the pasuk. Okay, that understood. But Rabbeinu Tam's point was that Sachus doesn't require it, and yet Rav Muna was sending a letter of greeting, and he also was mehapech, and he didn't have to, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So what did Tosus achieve by adding that. That was just a pshat question. So just to speak out what we had yesterday. Maram Shif, how does he learn pshat in Tosis? Tosis Mi was trying to say that from those examples, we might want to interpret or reinterpret the Ramuna's message that it wasn't necessarily tzachus, it was also something of a drasha. So Tosis is saying, in that the case, Rabbeinu Tam is not necessarily refuted from the Yerushalmi, because if it was pure tzachus, Rabbeinu Tam could still be right, that you don't have to write sirtut in a case like that. But Ramuna, although we thought it was just a greeting, you see from the other examples that they were drushes. Why is it, how could it be a drush? It sounds like it's a greeting. I don't know. Maybe one thought would be, I don't know exactly if this is what Kabbalah Shif meant, but thinking that when Ramuna wrote those words, so he wasn't just using the words as a melitza. He was trying to say, it should be mekuyim in you, this pasuk. To me, it's sort of something in between. In other words, I can use a pasuk just for the sake of conveying a message, and I'm just borrowing Lashon HaTanach, second, Lashon Tanach, and that's pure tzachus. I could take a pasuk for the sake of teaching a halacha or darshing the pasuk for a particular halacha, and that is clearly a drasha. What if I said, you know, Yishmi B'kuyim and you, Baruch HaTav, Lech HaBaruch HaTav, Yitzei Secha. Quote unquote. I'm not darshing the pasuk. I'm using the pasuk to convey a message, but I'm not just using it as raw material in my own way. But I'm saying that this pasuk should be your destiny. So you see what I'm saying? So maybe that could perhaps fall under I'm writing the Torah because I'm using the pasuk l'shem pasuk. Even if it's not l'shem drush, I'm not adding something to the pasuk, a layer of understanding of interpretation, but I'm saying that pasuk should have specific application for you and me and everybody else. In other words, it's not a drusha, but it's not halacha. It's for the sake of a greeting, but it's the pasuk for the pasuk, not just. My own little language. So maybe that gives it more of a chashivas. Maybe that's what Tosis would be trying to push and to say that maybe that would also therefore constitute drasha. I don't know if I'm correct, and I don't think Maram Shif necessarily meant it that way, but just a possibility that Maram Shif is saying that Tosis just wants to still defend Rabbeinu Tam. That's one reading of the Tosis. Yes.
Also, I mean, the Gemara itself is saying the question was that him came over Atzman. That sounds like what we were saying.
Kimo. I mean,
they were Mekayim the Pasuk. It wasn't a drasha per se.
Yeah, yes. So I see there's something in between. It's in between, you know, Adam Shaleach Geres Lechavero, because he licht of Lashon Tzach, doesn't necessarily have to apply to a case when I'm saying this Pasuk. You see this Pasuk? That's you. Should be, so maybe that requires a inverting of the words. But he was putting a spin on the pasuk. You see, that's the difference. Here, he was taking it out of the pshuto shel mikra. You look at pshuto shel mikra, you see, it's not what Rabbi Yossi was saying. He was trying to use the pasuk for a halacha, for a directive, for a hora of sorts. Again, even if it's a far fetched type of a drasha, but ultimately he's taking the pasuk and he's doing something more to the pasuk than you and I would see in the language at face value. But if I'm simply taking the pasuk for itself, but I'm using it to give you a bracha out of that pasuk. But it's not just borrowing the language for the sake of basically my own communication. But I'm saying, you know, the yikuyam becha, mashe kasuv, so that maybe could sort of maybe pass for something that would require sirtut. And that was maybe a Tosis initially thought not, and Tosis says, but you see the other examples counted as a drasha, so it counts as a drasha. Lemaisa, the Maram Shif learns that that's what Tosis is doing. He's trying to defend Rabbeinu Tam. The other way to learn, and this is what Marsha says, that no, the Ma'is Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is somewhat against the Yerushalmi in the Chananik, Sasmash Manaudarina, because of this particular example, because it was simply Tzachus, and he still needed to change the words around. What Tosis means is as follows. But now, what about if you are darshaning the Pasuk? Maybe even if you change the words around, it's still no good without sirtut. In other words, one could have thought that it's a problem regardless. When you dashen a pasuk, you need sirtut whether the words are in order or out of order. Tosis wants you to realize that no, even if a Beinu Tam is not correct, and therefore a person uses a pasuk lashon sachus, he would need, if he's quoting the pasuk kitzurasa, it would need sirtut. Beinu Tam is not correct. But you should know that if you are dashing the pasuk and you do change the words around, that's also okay. So Tosis proves it, because you see those other examples that they were using a different drasha, they changed the words and they avoided the din of sirtut. Tosis just wants to show you that even if it's a drasha, you could still get away with not doing sirtut as long as you change the order. What's the chiddush here? Why would you think otherwise? We tried to give a pshat. Just read the words of the Masha. Mishmi sheyesh baal din lachlok de l'drasha afilu shelo kaseder aser. Ba'ahok ka'ami de harbe mevi sham. Yisrael atisvach de mizem muchach de af l'drasha shari de lo kaseder. So he's trying to prove that shelo kaseder works even for a drasha. So it comes out that you would have thought that if you're darshing the pasuk, then you need sirtut no matter what. Why is that? So we can explain. Because lemaisa, if you're using it as a drasha, then the pasuk requires sirtut, because this is divrei Torah for the sake of Torah. The words are arranged differently, but the words of the pasuk are there in front of you. That requires sirtut. Kamash balana. Once you mahapech leseder, that's already enough not to have to do sirtut. Okay, that's the first cheshbon of Tosis. Now we continue along with a simple. Now we can move ourselves away from the days of Gemul Tevos of Rabbi Yitzchak into the world of Stam. And here we have the halacha that the Gemara quotes in Menachos regarding tefillin. The Im Toma, Darminan Ba'akomitz Rabba Upek Beis Megillah, the tefillin Ein Tzrichin Sirtut. The Gemara says, we'll soon see the larger context of this Gemara. Tosa is going to soon quote that. But the Gemara says, on Lamed Beis and Beis Menachos, let's say, Hilchasa, the following is the halacha, Tfilin lo ba'yisirtut, mezuzah ba'yisirtut. So stated in the Gemara is that whereas mezuzah needs sirtut, the Gemara earlier says there that it's halacha Moshe Misinai, that mezuzah needs sirtut. Later on, the Amud the Gemara brings also a Xerah Shav. We'll have to see what the need for both Makoros are. But earlier in the Gemara, it says that Sirtut by Tfilin, by Mezuzah rather, is Halacha Moshe Misinai, just a few lines above that. And then the Gemara says, but the other thing, Tfilin, does not need Sirtut. So now comes the most basic question. And we'll have to see after Tosis is finished what other Rishonim are going to do with this Rashi and so on. And the Rambam, this is a very important basic question. We have Rabbi Yitzchak, halachic Rabbi Yitzchak Tosis began, that three words of Tanakh need sirtut. Here the Gemara says, tefillin lo ba'i sirtut. How could that be? What happened to Rabbi Yitzchak? You should need sirtut because of Rabbi Yitzchak. This is Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. We'll see what he answers. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, that there's really two tiers of sirtut. No chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Again, without Rabbeinu Tam, you wouldn't create this new two-tier system. Tosis here and elsewhere quotes Rabbeinu Tam. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the tefillin lo bai sirtut al kol shita v'shita. The halacha of sirtut l'mashal ba mezuzah, halacha mosh misina, that the Gemara says in the same sentence, mezuzah by a sirtut. That's a sirtut in every single line. When we say tefillin lo by a sirtut, it means that sirtut is not required. But Rabbi Yitzchak sirtut, that's a different level. That's a more minimal type of sirtut. That would certainly apply to tefillin as well, because even three words require sirtut. But that sirtut is a very minimal, bare bones sirtut. Tefillin lo by a sirtut al kol shita v'shita. Rather, what is it exactly that you need, based on Rabbi Yitzchak, which would apply to tefillin? Avo osa sirtut achas lemala, you do one indentation on the top, and then the kosif tachtov kamashit, you write that one line in, and then everything else doesn't need its own indentation for those lines below. The kosif tachtov kamashit. So that which Rabbi Yitzchak requires sirtut is just the one bare bone sirtut on the top, and that would be necessary by tefillin as well. The idea, Tos doesn't explain it much, but this you glean from Rishonim maybe, that the idea is because when you do the sirtut on the top line, so now you wrote that line and the line is straight. One of the advantages of sirtut is it allows the letters and the words to read in an even way. So now that you've written one line, then each line can serve, you could say, as the sirtut de facto for the lines below. So you've achieved, in one respect, the ma'ila of sirtut once you did the one line of sirtut, which allowed the one line to be straight, and then everything else would be straight because of what was above it. Could be that would be a mahalach to explain what's the benefit of this token sirtut. We'll see at the end of Tosis. Tosis has a little more expanded, albeit minimal version of sirtut. He's talking about around the borders as well to create some kind of a sense of a separating the text from what's around it, the border. We'll have to see Tosis switches a little bit. And it's apparently a tumult in Rabbeinu Tam. What was Rabbeinu Tam's minimal sirtut? Was it just one on top? Was it also around? The common denominator, however, it's not sirtut in every line. That's mezuzah. Tefillin, lo by sirtut of that nature, but the still Rabbi Yitzchak sirtut, which is more minimal. Yeah, Shalom.
According to that mahalach, the first one serves as could you apply that also to when you're writing a longer drasha?
When you're writing what? Basically, this is synonymous with Rabbi Yitzchak. You're 100% right. In other words, what does Tosa say? He's plugging in Rabbi Yitzchak sirtut to tefillin.
Right.
So what he's saying is they're synonymous. So what is Rabbi Yitzchak's sirtut of Kisvei, of writing words from Chumash, words from Tanakh, let's say? It's a sirtut achas l'mal. So again, whatever it is by tefillin, it is, according to Rabbi Beinu Tam, the sirtut of Rabbi Yitzchak is necessary for tefillin as well. And again, otherwise, we have a difficulty. The Gemara says, tefillin sirtut, what happened to Rabbi Yitzchak's sirtut? So, a number of things can be gleaned from here. Obviously, it would seem, therefore, that the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak Sirtut apparently would be a din d'oraisa, right? Because otherwise, maybe the Gemara would just mean tefillin ein tzrich and sirtut is just on a d'oraisa level. But Rabbi Yitzchak is Rabbi Yitzchak that comes afterwards a din d'rabbanan, so it's not such a bikasha. Mezuzah needs sirtut mid d'oraisa, tefillin doesn't. So that could be a very important distinction. Rabbeinu Tam didn't go that route because Rabbeinu Tam assumes that it's all d'oraisa. That's number one. Gemara, right? Halacha Mishnah Sinai, perhaps. Moreover, and here's another layer, and this will get now to the Bir Halacha. If I were to ask you, this din of Rabbi Yitzchak, that you write three words of Tanakh, you need to have sirtut, so now if you apply that to one of the nyanim of Stam, like tefillin, and you didn't follow that protocol. There was halacha, you needed to write the sirtut, and you didn't. What are the ramifications for the kashrus of the tefillin? So, implicit in Tosfos here, to ask such a kasha, tefillin ain't tzrichin sirtut, what do you mean? Typically, because of Rabbi Yitzchak, we can already mimedai, the Rabbeinu Tam's shita is, if Rabbi Yitzchak's sirtut was not done in the tefillin, then the tefillin are not kasha. Because otherwise, then you could simply learn the Gemara that it doesn't need the sirtut of mezuzah, which is fundamental, which is going to disqualify, which is halacha Moshe Misinai, based on that halacha of a mezuzah. But Rabbi Yitzchak's sirtut, that you can't write a few words without sirtut, that's true. You violated that dictum of Rabbi Yitzchak. But that doesn't affect the nature of the kashrus of the tefillin. Meduyik and Tosis, and the emes is, there is a Tosis and Sota. The Mefesh Hashem will be pulling things out of that Tosis and Sota. The Tosis and Sota, in fact, makes the case, B'toch HaDvarin, that Sirtut Rabbi Yitzchak is not Ma'akev B'diyavet. And here, this Tosis apparently would disagree. Tosis in Sota, there, and a lot of different pages that you have in front of you, right? But Tosis in Sota, Yizayin on the Beis, he's discussing the psul by Megillah Sota that they used to write the words of the psukim in Parshas Naso to be able to put it, to be mochik, to put it into the water, and if it were written igeres It's pasul. Rashi explains Igeres means below sirtut. And Tosa says, and it's derived from a pasuk, it says basefer, so Rashi says that we learn out that it has to have sirta. The Tosa says, my area because of that drasha, typically because of Rav Yitzchak. Tosa says a similar type of a question in terms of Megillas Sota. And Tosa gives a teretz a few lines down. You eventually go see all these Tosas and together, or yourselves. But Teretz, Tosa says there, about 6, 7, 8, 9 lines into the Tosas, Ilav Mishm Denikre Sefer Hava Amina. Even though you're not allowed to write without sirtut, hamegillah atzma ain't a psula. So here Tosa applying it to Megillah Sota. But the point is, Rav Yitzchak's halacha would not disqualify the application of this. So Tosa says, kamashmal on that psula. No, al derech zeh we can say that maybe there's a din of sirtut of Rav Yitzchak by tefillin. But if you didn't do it, you violated an iser. But it's nothing to do with the chetz of the tefillin being kasher or not. Kasher regardless. From a binu tam, we see other ways. And it's not just from this part of Tosis, but we'll get this also, and this will be halacha gets it from the end of the Tosis. Tosis is going to end up, soon we're going to read it inside, that a Sefer Torah is also no different in that regard than tefillin. It's not going to be the same halacha of sirtut as mezuzah. Shita Satosis at the end of the day is, Rabbi Tam Shita is, that mezuzah needs sirtut on every shura, choshita v'shita. But Sefer Torah needs just a minimal amount. Tosis is going to shift a little bit slightly. He's going to talk about the borders also, but basically it's not the full measure of sirtut. And yet Tosis quotes in Megillah Mesechta Sofrim that if you don't do that sirgul, which Tosis calls the minimal sirtut around, it's possible. So what do you see, Mefurish and Tosis, that even the minimal sirtut, again, the sirtut of Rabbi Yitzchak, call it the top, call it on the borders, is passeling, be it the Sefer Torah, be it the tefillin. How do we understand that? Let's try to give some kind of shot. Before we do that, take you with this question. Go ahead.
I was wondering if Rabbi got that, Mezuzah would be a derisa versus...
The Lashon HaGemara there in Megillah, Lamed Beis, and the Beis, just a few lines up from where Rabbeinu Tam just quoted that tefillin ain't tzrichin sirtut. So take a look, two lines above that, the Gemara says, mezuzah, sirtut shel mezuzah, halacha l'moshe misina.
We're
categorizing it as we'll see. Come with me. There's a later drasha also. The Gemara says later on, it sounds like it's a real drasha. The Gemara brings further down the Amud that Kasva Igeres Psula, Rashi learns that means without Sirtut, Maitaina Asik Siva Siva. So it sounds like it's a Drasha Gemura, be it almost Mesina, be it a Drasha again, why you need both, we'll have to see. But it sounds like it's a Dindo Raisa. And it would pass some stomachs. That's Tzvicha. Tzvicha means you need full-fledged Sirtut, and it's no good. But the difficulty is to say, so if you say that that's the halacha must be seen by mezuzah, we understand it's ma'akib, that's what a mezuzah is, just like mezuzah has basic halachas on what type of part you write it, and other details of how you write it, so that's inherent in the din mezuzah. So if mezuzah needs sirtut, then that's the definition of mezuzah, so without that you're pasul. But the difficulty for us is, a yitzchak is like a separate halacha. It's a general halacha. You write a few words on a parchment, three words, you need to have sirtut. Good. So you didn't do that. You wrote the mezuzah, but tefillin doesn't have a special din, halacha mishmi Sinai, for itself to have sirtut. There's a general din of Rabbi Yitzchak. So how does that din of Rabbi Yitzchak, which is bechlolus, halacha and writing words of Torah, what does that have to do with making the tefillin pasul? And that's a clearly implicit in Rabbi Nutan. So what's the hesper here? Aaron? So let's explain with a little more elaboration. Sirtut is not stam halacha. It's halacha in defining how words of Kisvei HaKodesh should be written. It defines it, just like we saw the Rambam uses the same cutoff of 2 and 3, the Nogeya writing of Megillos, which is its own Indian. So if you have less than a certain number on the line, it doesn't come under the halacha of writing selections of Torah, which is its own sugya, how we paskin on that issue, and its own parameters. But the idea is that there's a halacha. When you write Kisvei HaKodesh, this is how it has to be written. If you don't write it according to certain standards, it's a deficient ksiva of Kisvei HaKodesh. The Kisvei HaKodesh is written in a deficient way. Memela, let's start with Sefer Torah and then carry over to Tefillin. Because the Sefer Torah is a lot easier to see it. So what is Sefer Torah? By definition, it's the words of Torah in a Sefer. Right? That's what Sefer Torah is. No, if you have a ksav that's written in a subpar way, because Rabbi Yitzchak is telling us that there's a certain surah that Kisvei HaKodesh has to be written in, the surah is with sirtut. So therefore, a Sefer Torah, the ksav of the Sefer Torah is a ksav pagum, it's deficient, it's tainted, it's not, it's a subpar ksiva. If it's a subpar ksiva of Divrei Torah, then the Sefer Torah can't be a kashrut Sefer Torah. In other words, it's not stam, general, halacha, you know, stam, you can't have to write sirtut. It's a definition of how Torah or Tanakh should appear, b'chsav. So if the Torah, which the whole entity of a Sefer Torah is, divrei Torah b'chsav, Torah she'b'chsav, so writing it in a manner that's less than what it's supposed to be, when it's supposed to be written with sirtut, that's a melech, so by definition. Now let's take over the tefillin. Tefillin is a bit of a leap. One could have said like this. What is tefillin? Tefillin is, you write these, on a parchment, you write these words. You write the parsha Shema, Parim Shema, Kadosh Kivyacha. So the words are there. So, Elamite, so happens when you write words of Torah, you should have written it with a certain standard. But how does it affect the kashrus of the tefillin? Tefillin are, those words are in the tefillin. So, mitzvah tefillin, you have the words that you're supposed to write. So, Elamite, when you wrote the words, you were supposed to write the words, you know, because they are divrei Torah, b'chsav, you should write with sirtut. You didn't do that. Elamite, what is tefillin? It's not just that you have to write those words of those parshas. You have to write the parshas of the Torah in the tefillin. In other words, it's like you're taking parshas of the Torah and putting that, the Torah she'b'chsav, in the tefillin. V'dibarta bam, uksharta mo'os al yadecha. Right? In other words, it's Torah. You're writing divrei Torah in the parshas. It's not just you're writing the words of the Torah. You write, quote unquote, the chalos, divrei Torah. You're writing parshas of Torah in the tefillin. That's what tefillin is defined as. So memela, that's why if it doesn't pass the test of being called quality, base quality of divrei Torah, then it's a chesaron in the kiyum mitzvah tefillin too. Because tefillin requires that you write parshas shel Torah, not just the words of the Torah, but the divrei Torah in the way it's supposed to be written. Yes, Ben C and then Daniel. Yeah.
Why? Can you just say that sirtut is part of what you need for ksiva, and then just like sirtut Torah, you need ksiva.
It's not ksiva for itself. It's ksiva of divrei Torah. But that's our question. What is that halach have to do with the etzem tefillin? So I say, by Sefer Torah, it's a lot easier. It's Ksiva of Divrei Torah, that's the nature of a Sefer Torah. So without the
nature of Ksiva.
Ksiva means Ksiva of Divrei Torah. That we're saying the same thing then. Ksiva of what? Ksiva of Divrei Torah have to be with a certain surah called Sirtut. So Sefer Torah is Torah Shebechsav. Divrei Torah Bechsav have to have the definition of the surah of Sirtut. But now our question, what is tefillin? Tefillin could be the words themselves, or the words b'toras divrei Torah b'chsav. In other words, it's like you're taking selections from Torah, parshios of Torah, with their same parshios of Torah, with all that what that goes with that, and that what's it you put in the tefillin. So if that's what tefillin is, the memela, if it's not considered proper ksav of parshas of Torah, then you don't have tefillin either. Daniel, yeah?
You're saying that it's in the ksiva itself? When we weren't misartiv, could we be misartiv Africa?
That's a very good question. It's a suffix. If you saw it already, not yet.
Yes.
It's a suffix in Tosfos in Sota. Okay, you look in that Tosfos, a lot of interesting things in that Tosfos. It's a suffix of Tosfos and Sota. Shaila is whether that suffix carries over beyond the context in which Tosfos mentions it. B'kiva Eger. I gave you a Marma Komos. I have to send it to you. Shuva Nun and B'kiva Eger deals with that is. Okay, it's going to be relevant for Pashat the Gemara that talks about the quote when he brings a raya, right? Or from the Gemara in Lamed Beis and so to that the Gemara that we're now about to read. Okay, keep that suffix in the back of your minds and know, understand what's behind it. Right, you didn't do it b'shas k'siva, you put it in afterwards. Okay, excellent. The Bir Halacha, just to show you the Bir Halacha. So it's as follows. Really, again, Rabbeinu Tam starts off, as we just read, with defining the Rabbi Yitzchak's bare bones sirtut as sirtut achas l'mala. When we end our Tosis at the end, Tosis, Rabbeinu Tam kind of expands it. It's still not the sirtut of every sheet of the sheet, but he expands it to include the borders, right, all borders. And it's apparently not, different makoros have different versions of Rabbeinu Tam. Sefer HaYasher is Rabbeinu Tam. What, again, this is the famous Rabbeinu Tam, that there's two tiers of sirtut. There's the sirtut of kol sheet of the shita, and that's why mezuzah, for example. And then there's the Rabbi Yitzchak sirtut, which is something less, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's tefillin, and that's Sefer Torah. But exactly what is that basic sirtut, bare bone sirtut? Is it just one? Is it all around? So he starts off now, we just thought it was just the top. What we're going to see at the end is Tosus, he's going to assume it's all around, so it's a little bit unclear what Tosus is doing. He's switching somewhat in the details. This question is really a machokis machab in the Ramah by tefillin. Now, if most of us have tefillin, the briskers maybe don't have any sirtuk with the Rambam, but that's a leap, maybe. I think the Rav said that, and some others as well. But most of us are tefillin, again, you don't see it, but there'll be the sirtuk of Rabbeinu Tam. But exactly what does that mean? So if you look in the Mechaber in Sivav, Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, that Ein Lesartet Kiyam Shita El Yona, right? The top line, Mei Ve'el Yasher, this will see soon, you need to do the other lines. The Yesh Omim, so according to the Mechaber, it's one Sirtut Lamala. The Ramah, here you have under, oh, you don't have this, the next page. The Yesh Omim, Shetzar Chesartet Tomid Lamala Ulamata Minat Stodim. And you should always do that. The Chayn Noagin. So this is the Ramah. So there is this difference between the Machaber and the Ramah, whether it's just one Shita Yona, or is it all around as well. So if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, whatever part you can see on your page, Chaf, Shita Yona, Mishim Ditzfilin, Ein Aleha HaHalacha Moshmissina L'Sate Kemo Mezuzah, right? There's no Halacha Moshmissina by Tfilin. Tefillin ain't svichin sirtut means there's no lechemish misinat. Rak mishum the asa lichtov gimutevos bipasik beli sirtut. It's just the iser Rabbi Yitzchak. Al kain kishemisati chitel yona dai kistam bnei adam yodim amin yadam lichtov kol shitas yisharos ach shekov shitel yona. So once you have the top line straight, then everything else will go smoothly. It says ain't sarach. Okay. Now, the Bir Halacha discusses our question. What if you didn't do even that? What if you didn't do even the Shita Yon? B'di'evet, in lo sirtet afil Shita Yon, l'dasa mechaber, that's the mechaber Shita is the top line, o mikol tzad das Ramah, would it still be possible? Toloi ben Shita Rabbeinu Tam u'shar poskim. This would now be a machokes rishonim. Del Rabbeinu Tam shekosav, the Sefer Torah ain't svicha sita drak shita yon das mechaber al mikot sa das ramah, again the issue of whichever detail, whichever nuance within that bare bones asirtut. And what does it say by Sefer Torah? We'll see at the end of the Tosfos, b'di'evet nifsal b'zeh umuchrach lo mekein mesach esov im diri Hashem b'smigeles tzula mekein hu adin b'tfilin d'chad din isru shitasa. And we might already add, and that's meduik in the Gemara, because Rabbeinu Tam had a kasha. Tefillin ain't svichin sirtut. What happened to Rabbi Yitzchak? I have a simple answer. Tosfos and Sota. Tefillin ain't svichin sirtut, meaning, and it's not possible. It doesn't become possible. Rabbi Yitzchak, yeah, okay, but it doesn't possible. So that's why it's important to say tefillin ain't svichin sirtut, nafkamina, if it's possible without it. Rabbeinu Tam didn't entertain such an idea. Miduyik from Rabbeinu Tam's whole kasha that he proved from this that whatever it means ain't svichin sirtut, but whatever is required by tefillin would be ma'akev. Anyway, this is Be'er Lacha points out. Be'er Tam, that's what comes out. Tefillin and Sefer Torah, whatever of Yitzchak's Sirtut is required, it's ma'akev in the kashrus of that thing. However, Lefima de Paskin B'Yaradeya, the Sefer Torah needs Sirtut completely. And we'll get this Rashi, for example, like that. But Kromosusa, if that's the case, Einon Uraya Lipsil Tefillin B'Dievet, Afim Lo Sirtut Klau, Kenisa B'Yaragra, and therefore, the Machaber doesn't tell you that's possible to the Eved. Okay, so this is Meduyik in the Be'er Lacha that Rabbeinu Tam would pass to the Eved, and the Hesber could be like we just said. So now Rabbeinu Tam has another raya to this Yisod. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, so we just said, the Tefillin lo bayi sirtut al kol shita v'shita, avu osa sirtut achasmah v'kosim darsham mitin. Moreover, Rabbeinu Tam has another point to say, and he's going to prove that from the Gemara also, Menachos. Rabbeinu Tam, the ein l'sarte tefillin al kol shita v'shita. Now you say that, okay, tefillin just suffices with one sirtut on the top line. What if you want to be machmir and do sirtut on every single line, like by mezuzah? Should you or should you not? May you not? Says Rabbeinu Tam, you shouldn't. You ought not do that. If the only requirement is Shita Yona, then you should not do anymore. Here it's actually the first parak of Shabbos, not the second. Famous Yerushalmi, it finds its way into the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Sukkah, by the way, right? When a person wants to stay in the Sukkah in the rain. So the Ramah quotes this Yerushalmi. Other examples that you have to know how to square this statement with general inyanim of being machmir, tavala bracha, but this is the statement of Yerushalmi. If you are inherently pata from doing something, there's no requirement, and you do it, you're considered a hedyot, you're a commoner, you're not mekayim anything, there's nothing that's to be added with that, better not to do it, in other words. Nikra hedyot. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, ein l'sarte tefillin al kol shita v'shita. The halacha only requires shita yona, that's it. For that he brings a raya. How does he bring a raya? That it's not something that's encouraged, that the default is, and the most appropriate hanhagi is not to do it. There might be here and there some exceptions, but that's not the norm, that's not the norm, and it shouldn't be the norm to do sirtut, complete sirtut and tefillin. What's his raya? So now he's going to quote the Sugyas HaGemar there on Lamed Beis and Beis, where that sentence appeared, right? When the Gemara had concluded with that sentence of Tefillin lo bayi sirtut, mezuzah bayi sirtut, so just before that, the Gemara has a Shaka V'Tarya. The Kama Hasam Tefillin ein tzrichin sirtut uparich. So the Gemara had a question on this. Mehadasanya Sefer Torah Shabala uTefillin Shabalu. If the Sefer Torah is now already worn out, Tefillin worn out. But meanwhile, within the Sefer Torah, you have parshios that are the same parshios that you put in the mezuzah. Shema v'ayim shema, parshios v'schan, parshios ekev, those selections, so maybe are still usable, but the Sefer Torah as a whole is already no longer usable, or the tefillin as a whole, but those parshios are still preserved in a good condition. So you want to take the parshios of Shema v'ayim shema out of the Sefer Torah, or out of the tefillin. For Rabbeinu Tam, the kasha is going to go from both. And it says in the Braisa, Ein osim mehem mezuzas. You can't use those parashas to use in a mezuzah. Why? L'fish ein meridin mikdusha chamur kedusha kala. Because malam bekodesh ein meridin. Since the kedusha of mezuzah is a lesser kedusha than tefillin, lesser kedusha than Sefer Torah, so the parashas already were serving in the higher kedusha for a Sefer Torah, for tefillin, you can't bring it down a notch to use it in the mezuzah. That's the statement of the Brais. So the Gemara is medayik. This is the fifth line there in the Gemara. Homo read and osin. But it sounds like without that principle of emo reading, you'd be able to what? To take the parashas out of the Sefer Torah, of Shema Vayim Shemoa, or out of the mezuzah, tefillin, and put it in a mezuzah. How could you do it? Va mezuzah bayi sirtut. Va bayi sirtut. So how could you anyway have a problem? Because there's no sirtut in the mezuzah needs sirtut, and what's the kasha? And tefillin doesn't have sirtut. Tavinu tam, the kasha is also from Sefer Torah, which we'll see doesn't need sirtut either on every line. But certainly from mezuzah, the kasha is clear. Mezuzah needs sirtut, and therefore you couldn't use the tefillin's parshios from mezuzah because there's no sirtut there. And now you need sirtut. Here's where they try to bring that as a kasha. Maybe you could put it in now. That's coming back to that issue with the Tosis again. So you have to see for itself that in the Tosis. But that's the Gemara's kasha. Umishani, the Gemara responds, Tanoihi. The Gemara brings the Sanya, meaning even mezuzah doesn't need sirtut. But the Gemara says halach is not that way. Halach is mezuzah, yes, tefillah not. But that brisa would have gone with the assumption that mezuzah doesn't need sirtut either. Right? That's the teretz of the Gemara. Says the Benotam, why answer that? Why say that that brisa goes amanda amma mezuzah ain't tefichin sirtut? Why not give another answer? Hochamayaskinan, that the tefillin that you're taking the parashas out of happened to have sirtut. No, so memela, you might want to use it for mezuzah. Therefore, you have to tell me the reason of emoridin. So what's the Rebbe Tam see in this gemara? What's he coming to prove? That what? That you shouldn't do it. Because if you're part of a davar, nikra hegel, and therefore it's not commonly done. Umidalom mishani, for the fact that the Gemara doesn't answer, achem ayaskina de mesutate, mashma de ein megilus, lesarteit klal, lo sefer Torah, velo tefillin. Why is it not megilus? Ayin mishum, de nikra hegel, because everyone knows that you don't do more than you have to do. Now, the Baal Tam does give you unique situations, which are not the norm, meal, Lemaisa, im ena sofer yachal lichtel yafeh below sirta. This sofer has unsteady hands, and for him, he mamish needs a sirta to help him, to guide him to write straight. Tzarech esatne koshita v'shita, v'kum mishum zeh keile v'anveyu, that means a minion of noi for the Sefer Torah, or for the tefillin in this case, zeh keile v'anveyu, it's no lefana b'mitzvahs, hidur mitzvah. Tosis is applying that idea even to tefillin, even though the parashas are not visible. We'll get to the Rambam on that. L'maisa, it's still considered a noi, apparently, even if you don't see it. But l'maisa, the parashas to be written nicely, and with this sofer, it wouldn't look nice if he didn't have the sirtut. Okay, that's allowed. But apparently, that's not a very common thing. Most sofer know what they're doing. If it were common, then again, the Gemara could have pulled out that teretz. Hachamayaskinan, but by tefillin that were written by a sofer, by those sofer who needed to have the sirtut in order to write. Apparently, that wasn't a very common thing. So Rebbe Tam just says, you should know, it wouldn't be a nikra hedyot. Nikra hedyot means nothing is achieved. If I can achieve a zekei vanveo out of it, so then you can do what's not required, because there's a noy mitzvah. But as far as the Gemara is concerned, the raya remains. So Rebbe Tam is not chosef in the raya. The raya is clear, because otherwise the mice and the more could still give him the tariffs, Mr. Tartan. No, that wasn't commonly done. Okay. So what do we have in Rabbeinu Tam again? We have the two tiers. We have the sirtut of mezuzah, which is on every single line. Lachamash misinai l'chera. We have the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. That's a more limited amount of sirtut, a bare bones, basic sirtut. The Rabbeinu Tam says on the top line. Tefillin doesn't have the halacha Moshmi Sinai, but it does have Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha. And that's on line one, and the fact that you don't have to do more than that means that you shouldn't do more than that, and that's why the Gemara brings the Raya, brings a kasha from that Braisa, that how could you, if not for the fact that in Moridin you would do it, Mezuzah needs sirtut, must be the Braisa, it goes like a different sheet, and Mezuzah doesn't need sirtut. The Gemara doesn't simply answer that we're talking about to fill in that are being used, that were used that had sirtut that you want to use for mezuzah because it wasn't done. Okay, moving on from tefillin to sefer Torah, and here Rabbeinu Tam said right. Just already, he already told us. He says there is no halacha, right? They were not regilus asartet lo sefer Torah velo tefillin. In other words, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, Hamarid and Osir, I, Habayi Sirtut, Mezuzah needs Sirtut, that Kasha, the Gemara, was from what? From Tefillin to Mezuzah, or also from Sefer Torah to Mezuzah? According to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, the Gemara's Kasha, I, Mezuzah needs Sirtut, how could you make out of what? So there's two cases, the Sefer Torah Shabbalah, and Tefillin Shabbalah. For Beinu Tam, the Kasha, the Gemara, was only from Tefillin or also from Sefer Torah? Both. Mezuzah needs Sirtut, Tefillin doesn't need, neither does Sefer Torah need on every line. And yet, Mezuzah does. So the Kasha is from both. And if it were Regilas to do either one of them, then the Kasha wouldn't have been a Kasha. The answer is it was in Regilas. That's what Beinu Tam says, in Regilas, Lesarte, lo Sefer Torah velo Tefillin, because Nikra Hedyot. Those Sofrim that need it, you can use it, but that's not the norm. Okay, clear everyone, Beinu Tam. Now we have to deal with another Gemara. So we've talked about Tefillin, Mezuzah. Now what about Megillah, and what about the relationship to Sefer Torah or Mezuzah by Megillah? For Hadi Amrina, the Perakama de Megillah. So Pasuk says in, we're ready, Shoshim Yom, right? Today's Tu B'Shvat. Shoshim Yom. Okay. Hadi Amrina de Perakama de Megillah, Divrei Shalom de Emes. They sent out, at the end of the Megillah, Esther says that they sent out Divrei Shalom de Emes, describing the Megillah's Esther, L'Kayim Estimea Purim, and so on. We have drushes. The Gemara Darshan, so to speak, the words of the Megillah as follows. Melamed. Shetzricha Sirtut Ka'amita Shel Torah. That when the halachas and how you write Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther needs Sirtut Ka'amita Shel Torah. What does that mean? Like Amita Shel Torah, like the emes of Torah. Divrei Shalom ve'emes. There's a connection between Megillah and something which is considered Amita Shel Torah. It says, so what could it mean? It could mean Sefer Torah itself. And that means that Megillah needs Sirtut like Amita Shel Torah. Omer Reinu Tam Delav Hainu Sefer Torah. That Amita Shel Torah set phrase does not mean Sefer Torah. Why? The Halo Bai Sirtut. In other words, when it says Tzvicha Sirtut, the first thing to notice is like this. What does Tzvicha Sirtut mean? On one line or on every line? Tzvicha Sirtut. When you see those words, Tzvicha Sirtut, that by definition means every shura. Just like by Mezuzah, Tzvicha Sirtut. Tzvicha means Sirtut complete. So Megillah needs Sirtut, B'chol, Shita, V'Shita. Like Amita Shel Torah. Says Rabbi Yonatan, it can't mean Sefer Torah. There is no halacha by Sefer Torah, you need an Avishita. The Lav Haina Sefer Torah, the halo by Sirtut, Ella Haina Mezuzah. So what does Amita Shel Torah mean? Mezuzah? Why is it called Amita Shel Torah? The Kari Lei Amita Shel Torah, Al Shem Sheyesh Bo Yichud Malchus Shamayim. In other words, the parshas of Mezuzah capture the essential fundamentals of Yadus, Shema Barishwa, Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim, Kabbalah Mitzvahs, O Mitzvahs. That is the quintessential inyan of Amita Shel Torah. So that is a reference to Mezuzah. And it couldn't be otherwise, because there is no din of Sirta B'chol Shita V'Shita by Sefer Torah. So Megillah has halacha derived from Mezuzah, that you need Sirtut B'chol Shita V'Shita. So according to Beinu Tam, what needs Sirtut B'chol Shita V'Shita? Mezuzah and Megillah. Sefer Torah, on the other hand, doesn't need B'chol Shita V'Shita, and neither does Tefillin.
And drushes.
What?
Drushes.
And drushes, Rabbi Yitzchak, right? Same thing. Now, this is clearly against who? Who learns differently, Pshat, Nag, Gemara, Megillah? Rashi. Look at Rashi, we can talk of Rashi separately. Rashi says, the Mishnah of Sefer Torah. And many others show them. So we're going to see already, we're opening up a new machokas here about Sefer Torah. Ugavi Sirtu. You know, Tom says, you don't need B'chol Shita V'Shita, except, of course, if the Sofer needs it for his own being able to write steady and straight. But Ikra Din, otherwise he shouldn't do it. It's Nikra Hedyot. So that's the drasha by Megillah. B'chein Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. B'chein Nira. And what's this? Now he has a raya, not like Rashi. D'i b'sefer Torah. Kiv Pirush HaMekudris. As Rashi there learns, that Amita Shel Torah means sefer Torah. So then he has a kasha and Rashi. Why? Had the pasrin and hasam perk raised the Megillah. So there's another halacha. It talks in the second perk, different details of Ksivas Megillah. And we disqualify the following. two cases. Adiftera v'shelo bidyo. These are two separate examples. That it says in the Mishnah there that if you write Megillah Adiftera, Diftera, the Gemara there explains what it is. It means they used to treat the parchments, the hide, in different ways. So the Gemara has different terms for this. There's Meliach, and there's Kamiach, and there's Ofitz. Okay, I can't really give you much more than what I'm going to read you from Rashi, okay? But the Gemara says as follows. What does it mean, diftera? The meliach or kemiach, that yes, below ofitz. So Rashi says, meliach means that it was obviously it was put with salt to make the leather softer. Kemiach, Rashi says, b'mayim. Below ofitz, me'ubad ba'afarsim, shikon gash. I think it means gold nuts. So that's... You need to get a sefer in here to explain exactly the process. But it's not fully treated, okay? So the parchment is subpar. It's not fully treated. That is diftera. That is one case of a psul by Megillah. The other case is if you didn't use the normal ink of D.O., use some other type of liquid for the actual D.O., the ink. Not D.O., which is its own material, its own composition. So, how do we learn it from? We pass the Asya Ksiva Ksiva. So we learn it out. Minalan says, Gemara Nafiyot Tes, Asya Ksiva Ksiva. Ksiv hacha v'tichta v'ester amalka. Uksiv hasam v'yom alem baruch. Mipiv yikorei. Olai yizkor adva me'elav. Ani kosva sefer bidyo. It's a sefer bidyo. So sefer means it was fully treated. The dyo means it was with dyo, with ink. And therefore, we learn out Ksiva Ksiva. That's how we learn out that Megillah on Diftera and Megillah Shelo B'dyo is pus. Says Tosfos, if the Lima Divishalom Ve'emes meant to learn out the Din Sirtut, not from Mezuzah as I explained, but rather from Sefer Torah, like Rashi says, if so, that which we disqualify Diftera v'Shelo B'dyo based on Ksiva Ksiva, Misiva Nikol Sevdiyo, Vamai, Lo Yalfi, Me'amita Shel Torah. You can get the same halachas derived from Dibishon Be'emes. In other words, Sefer Torah cannot be a diftera. Sefer Torah has to be Bidyo. Why learn out Ksiva Ksiva? Learn from Dibishon Be'emes. If you're learning out Sirtut from there, then learn out there's other two halachas in there as well. But if you say like me, then I understand it. However, if a Dibishon Be'emes never was a drasha to earn out from Sefer Torah, we don't have any drasha like that from Megillah to Sefer Torah, Dibishon Be'emes. That's going on Mezuzah. In Mezuzah, Mairi Nicha. Because if I would want to go to Mezuzah to learn out that the nature of the parchment has to be not Diftera and has to be Dio, like Mezuzah, then I'd have something else to learn out, which we know is not correct by Megillah. The imken ha'isi matzvach duchsustus kemo b'mezuzah. So duchsustus is the way it works is that the hide gets split into half, and then you have as follows: you have one part which is the part that was closer to the outside. You could say the seyar, the outer layer of the half of the hide, and then the inner layer, the side that's closer to basa. So one is called duchsustus, and one is called klaf. And if you have them together, it's called gvil. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Sefer Torah described it in the Sugya and Megillah in Melanachas there also earlier. The Rambam describes it as follows. Perek Aleph, Shalosh Oros Hein. Gvil, Klaf, and Duchsustus. Perek Aleph, Alach Avav. Ketzad. Lochen Or Behema Ochaya. Mavirin Haser Mimenatchi. First thing is you take the hairs off. Okay, that's the first thing you do. Achakach Mochin Osa B'melach. We talked about salting it. Achakach Ma'abin Osa B'kemach. That's the Kmiach, I guess, flour. Achkach be'aftza, that's the gallnuts. The kayot say bo medvam shem kaftin the saor. V'zeu nikro gvil. So now you haven't cut it. You just took off some of the hair and you did the various things to treat it, to smooth it. That's called gvil. V'im lakchu ha'or akash eviru se'ero v'chilko. Let's say you took the hide after you took off the hair and you split it into two, be'avyo, in its thickness, l'shnayim. Kimosh avdonim osim, like the tanners do. Achiu shnei oros. So you took the hide and you have now two different half hides. Echadaku shemimu haseir. One is thinner and it's the one that was facing the outside where the Seher had been coming out of. The echad other, and the other one, the inner layer, is thicker one, v'hu shemimu habasar. And now you do the next process of the melach and the thing now on each half hide, right? The ibdu also b'melach, v'akach b'kemach, v'akach b'afsa. So what you did was not on the entirety, but on each half. Ze'achilok shemimu haseyar. So the part portion, the half portion that is the outer half is called klaf. The one that was on the half that's on the inner side is called Chsustus. And why is this relevant? Because what do you write? Mezuzah, Tefillin, Sefer Torah on. So this is the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Next halacha. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. She kosvin Sefer Torah al Hagvil. So Gvil is when it's all one entity. That's what Sefer Torah is written on. And now you have to know which side. Because once you take the Seir off, so there's the Gvil b'Malkum Seir and the Gvil b'Malkum Basa. Right. After, so that is the kosmin b'makom haseir. So gvil b'makom haseir is sefer Torah. B'sheyu kosmin atfilin ala klaf. Klaf we said was which one, which half? B'makom basar. But now which side? B'makom has. So he said kosmin ala klaf b'makom habasar. So now it's the inner, the inner of the inner half is where you write the tefillin. That's the parchment for the tefillin. B'sheyu kosmin amezuzah al dechsustus the kosmin b'makom haseir. The chsustus was the outer half, and it's on the outer side. So this is these are the basic definitions that you have here. Again, the metzias you have to speak to someone who's in the business, but this is the basic klalim. And he says klal kosav al kap makom seir shakasa biyodilza makom basa pasul. These are all very clear. By sefer Torah, but the yevad you could write sefer Torah on klaf as well. It's only the ma'id the chsustus. Again, these are the details. So what is Tosfos bringing in over here? That if we were to learn Divrei Shalom ve'Emes, like Rashi, that you need Sirta by Megillah like Torah, then we should have used Divrei Shalom ve'Emes to also learn out that you can't write Megillah on what? On Diftera or without Dio, because that's also true by Sefer Torah. So therefore, that's a Kasha and Rashi. But if you hold that Divrei Shalom ve'Emes that taught us the din of Sirta by Megillah is learned out not from Sefer Torah. Why not from Sefer Torah? Because there is no halacha of sirtut on every line by Sefer Torah for Avodah Zarah. Rather, Megillah is learned out sirtut from where? From Mezuzah. Then I understand why you're not going to learn these halachas of Diftera and Bidyo from Mezuzah, because if I did, then what else would I have to learn out by Megillah? That you need to write the Megillah on the Chsustus, which is the, again, the part that's on the outside, the half on the outside, Makom Seir, which is the halacha by Mezuzah, but that's not so. Even Mezuzah, Mayri Nichadim, can you see myself, the Chsustus, can be Mezuzah. Again, and Mistama, we have a Kabbalah, that's not the case, so therefore we can't use the Mishal B'Emes to learn out those details about Diftera and Bidyo. Okay, so that's, again, Rabbeinu Tam, Delo Kirashi, Divrei Shalom Be'emes is a Yalfusa from Mezuzah. Sefer Torah does not need Sirta V'chol Shita V'shita. One more problem, one more hoop to go through. V'hadamim Mesach HaSofrim. Mesach HaSofrim has questioned many halachas of Inyanim of Tefillah and Stam. Eino Rashoi Lichtov Elm Kein Sirgel. We're talking about Sefer Torah here. You can't write unless you Sirgel. Sirgel, you need some kind of markers. The Yeria, she'ena misurgeles. So what's the Yeria by a Sefer Torah? What's the Yeria? Each page, you know, they're stitched together, right? But if you have your Genali, you know, in fact, Yeria is that actual slice of cloth that's now going to stitch to another Yeria, and that Yeria with another Yeria, and then you have your Sefer Torah complete. So Yeria that does not have misurgeles, some kind of a border around the psula. So pasha pshat, that means you need sirtut, right? You need to have those lines. Indentations. How can I say that? Rabbeinu Tam holds there is no halacha of sirta by Sefer Torah. Says Rabbeinu Tam, says Tosfos, says, ah, haino dalet sirtutin, four different indentations, melmala, lamato, mitzdadin, although he says vidochek, but that's what he has to say. So this is again consistent with Rabbeinu Tam that you don't need a full-blown shita v'shita sirta by Sefer Torah. All you might need is just around. Again, this seems to be a shtickle stira to before what he say was by tefillin. Yeah. They're just the top line. Here he's sort of expanding it somewhat, possibly because the lashon here is misurgeles. Misurgeles sounds like it's not just one line, it's all around. The Machaber and the Ramah by tefillin have this machokes, as we noted before. The Machaber says the top line, Ramah says all around. Rabbeinu Tam here starts off by saying the top, and then at the end he ends up saying all around. But the common denominator is you don't need a Sefer Torah b'chol shita v'shita. This is Tosfos in Gittin. Couple of questions. First you and then me. Yeah.
Do we know that Rabbeinu Thomas is talking about both tefillin and servitor and tefillin?
I mean, why would there be this nuance of a difference? Lamai says, l'chayro like this. If I ask you, what's the machayev of sirtut that's not full-blown sirtut by Sefer Torah? What's the machayev? Where's it coming from? What's it derived from? Rav Yitzchak. So that's our question. What is Rav Yitzchak? Is it just one? Is it all around? We're not dealing with a new machayev. It's Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak is machayev sirtut kal, let's say, the most basic sirtut. Call it four sides, call it the top line. Then you have the halacha of sirtut, bona fide sirtut, b'chol shita v'shita, that's the halacha mosh misinai b'mezuzah, and the alfusa to megillah. So we have. So I say these are the details that Rabbeinu Thomas, is trying to, you have to, know whether it's mamish all four sides or just the top. But Sefer Torah doesn't need on every single line. And Rashi clearly disagrees. Any other questions? Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to add on to what Rakhman was saying, that it could just be that by Sefer Torah by Tzvon, Stamas, you need the top line. Okay, there's another din, Sirgel, Yiriyah.
But where'd that come from?
That's in a different din, Sirgel, Yiriyah. It's not sitting in Sirtut. It happens to be, that's what that's going to do.
Why is he asking it? He asked a kasha from that Misach Sofrim. So therefore, it's not a kasha. Me, what was his assumption in asking the kasha? That it sounds like you need. This is talking about sirtut, the choshita, the shita. Not like I said. According to Rashi, the Misach Sofrim is perfect. The Sugalis means you have shita, you have sirtut throughout. That's how Rashi reads the Misach Sofrim. This is the din of sirtut b'sefer Torah. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't accept that there's a sirtut b'sefer Torah, so he has to limit it. And this was the Bir Halacha's raya, Rabosa again, that if you don't have Rabbeinu Tam's Rabbi Yitzchak sirtut by tefillin, the Bir Halacha made that equation, right? That what's true by Sefer Torah, b'di'eved, is true by tefillin, b'di'eved. And what is it, the minimum sirtut? And he tells you the two options, either it's on the top or on the around, all sorts. Here, Rabbeinu Tam starts with one, ends up with the other. But that's the Mechaber and the Ramah. Is it all around? Is it just the top? But that is Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Yiriyah Shenem Sugeles, the Dochik Pshat Rabbeinu Tam ends with, is the Rabbi Yitzchak sirtut. Question number one. This could be easier, but let's try it. Rabbi Yasser didn't know the Lach of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yasser wore tefillin. Were they kosher?
A second.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you don't do a Sir Yitzchak Sirtut in tefillin, tefillin a pasul.
So,
Yosef wore pasul with tefillin. He didn't have tefillin, didn't have Sirtut. According to Rabbeinu Tam. I'm just going to tell us. According to Rabbeinu Tam. Someone who made his sefer knew of Yitzchak, and Hashem wouldn't bring a takala al yada like we have later on. So therefore, his tefillin had sirta because the sefer knew better. Okay. Yeah.
The difference between tefillin and what the Gemara is talking about, he sent a letter to.
Good. I think you're right. I think that the word is like this: that Reb Yitzchak is halacha was saying three words of Kisvei HaKodesh. What about Kisvei HaKodesh themselves? If Rabbi Yitzchak had a Chumash Bereishis, would he have not known to write Sirtut? No, Rabbi Yitzchak is telling you that when they have three words of Kisvei HaKodesh, that's the din Kisvei Sirtut of Kisvei HaKodesh, even three words. So if I'm quoting a pasuk from Yoel, I have to write Sirtut. That he didn't accept. He didn't know. He didn't have that extra knage within the halacha that Kisvei HaKodesh have to be written the Sirtut, even three words, even a quote. If he writes a whole parsha from Kisvei HaKodesh, the tefillin is the whole parsha Shema, it's because like that he would have known. But Rav Yossi's lapse, so to speak, was not that he didn't understand that there's a halacha of sirtut for kisvei hakodesh. He just didn't realize that that means ad kedei kach, that even every three words that you write in a letter or pasuk quoted in a letter, but an entity like a parsha so tefillin, I would say that's different. That he did understand. Smach l'davar, you'll see, this is not necessarily the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, but the Meiri even says, B'toch HaDvarim, that the Rav Yitzchak, he felt, was like an extra siyag, the Meiri says. Eventually, maybe we'll read the Meiri, but he says, Hosifu b'midos v'geder u'siyag shelo lichtov abatevos al besirtut. It's like an extra level. It's like even the forward. So I think that's what Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef didn't extend it to. It's the same halacha, but it's an expansion of that halacha, whether it's a siyag, call it that, call it something else, it's a gilui, that was also part of the same halacha. But Rav Yosef's tefillin, he understood the shef, that's it. Again, the sirtut Rabbeinu Tam, that means the sirtut l'mala, whatever. Okay, something else. The halacha of Megillah, that we learn now, tzvicha sirtut, dibbe shalom ve'emes. So Rabbeinu Tam learns, based on learning it out from mezuzah. So you need sirtut in every line, right? Like mezuzah. Because that's what Rabbeinu Tam's shita, that there's two tiers. Right? There's a halacha of sirtut of Rav Yitzchak, which is only one line, let's say, the top. And then there's another halacha of tzvicha sirtut, mezuzah, that needs every line, and so it is by Megillah. But were it not for this Rabbeinu Tam who proves that there's two tiers, right? Rabbeinu Tam would have assumed, let's say, if not for the kasha that was forcing him by tefillin, ha, tefillin, it's tzvicha sirtut, what happened to Rabbi Yitzchak? So you need sirtut anyway. So Rabbeinu Tam's mechadesh, no, tefillin doesn't need the sirtut of every line, but it does need the, without that kasha. So it's all the same. Sirtut of Rabbi Yitzchak is mechayev sirtut of every line, right? If not for the kasha that he had from tefillin, and that the pashtus is sirtut is one halacha sirtut every single line. But he couldn't say that because of his kasha. So we're going to get to other Rishonim, Rashi and others. We don't have any evidence that there's two tiers. Sirtut is what it is. If sirtut is every line, then Rabbi Yitzchak sirtut is every single line. The Rambam will get the other Rishon. So I ask you a simple question. Why do you need to learn out by Megillas Esther that needs sirtut, kamita shel Torah, be it mezuzah, be it sefer Torah? Rabbi Yitzchak tells us, divrei Torah need sirtut. And without Rabbeinu Tam's distinction, which is proven based on his kashas, that sirtut of Yitzchak is every single line. No, so Megillah are words of Kisvei HaKodesh. So Mameli, you need sirtut for Rav Yitzchak. I mean, why not use that as a proof to Rabbeinu Tam? But he doesn't do that. He proves from tefillin, and then at the end he has to say it's not Sefer Torah, it's mezuzah. I have a simple raya that we're not talking about Rav Yitzchak's sirtut being every single line. Because there's a drasha by Megillah that you need sirtut kamita shel Torah. What do you need to go anywhere kamita shel Torah to prove sirtut of every line? Rabbi Yitzchak is mechayev sirtut, if I don't know Rabbeinu Tam, on every line. So here you have Kisvei HaKodesh, words in the Megillah. Of course you need sirtut. It's no worse than three words of Torah. Three words of Tanakh. So point directly to that Gemara Megillah and say, wait a second, what's happening here? Of course it has to be, Rabbeinu Tam has to be right. If Rabbi Yitzchak sirtut was something the same as sirtut in general in every single line, then what do you need to come onto a new drasha of Amita Shel Torah? Here you have the words of Tanakh in a Megillah. So of course you need to have sirtut. What could we say for this? There's what to say. There's what to say here. We asked we within Rabbeinu Tam, we discussed this issue, and we said, why would it passel if you didn't have Sirta Rabbi Yitzchak by Sefer Torah and then by extension by Tefillin? Why? Because we said that the halacha Sefer Torah is you have to write Divrei Torah Bechsav, and Sirtut is halacha in how the Divrei Torah have to appear Bechsav. That is the standard of Ksav, of Divrei Torah Bechsav, and without that, you don't have Sefer Torah. What about Tefillin? Tefillin already not so simple. Why? Because Tefillin, you have the words of those parashas, so what's wrong? The Divrei Torah Bechsav are not the way they're supposed to be as Divrei Torah Bechsav, but the words in the Tefillin are the words of those parashas, so what? The answer is no. Tefillin is not just to have those words in the Tefillin. The mitzvah's tefillin is to have the parashas of Torah in the tefillin. Parashas of Torah have a definition to be written as parashas of Torah, how they're to be written. And without that, you don't have tefillin. It's not just to have the words of the Torah. It's to have the divrei Torah b'chsav in the tefillin. That's why it's a problem by tefillin as well. Now I ask you, what is Megillas Esther? Megillas Esther tells us a story. Until Dovah Shalma Chozaro. It's a beautiful story. It also happens to be Kislev HaKodesh, Shkach. But the first year before, maybe, it wasn't Kislev HaKodesh. It had to be a separate bakasha of Esther to make it to Kislev HaKodesh, and they had to authorize it. But the kashrus of the Megillah, in terms of Hilchos Megillah, doesn't have to depend on the Megillah having been written b'toras Kislev HaKodesh. It happens to be that it's Kislev HaKodesh, and as Kislev HaKodesh, it has a certain standard. But in terms of Kriyas HaMegillah, to be Yodzi Kriyas HaMegillah, maybe you can split the two issues. In other words, as long as the words of the story of that's told in the Megillah, from Vahi B'Miach HaShverosh, and so on and so forth, are written B'Chsav, even if the Chalos K'Sav doesn't pass the test of Kislev HaKodesh as it's supposed to be written, so you didn't do it right as in terms of how it should have written. Rav Yitzchak tells you, you're supposed to write Kislev HaKodesh a certain way, with Sirta. Okay, you didn't. You wrote it without Sirta. So that is a deficient Ksav mitzad Kislev HaKodesh. It's deficient. Okay, but who says it's deficient b'toras the mitzvahs Kriyas HaMegillah? Kriyas HaMegillah, just to put the story into Ksav, that now is in a scroll, the Seder. But the Kislev HaKodesh dimension, that it didn't get written as Kislev HaKodesh, who says that that's ma'akiv in terms of the Shem Megillah for Kriyas Megillah? The same way we said by Tefillin, we toyed with the possibility that all Tefillin is simply to have those words in the Tefillin, even if it's not written b'toras parshas of Torah. Parshas of the Torah should have been required a certain level ksiva that we're defining as sirtut. You didn't have that. No, the answer is Tefillin requires that you have parshas kel Torah in the Tefillin. And without that, you don't have kosher Tefillin. That's the chiddush over here. Without the drush of Divrei Shalom Be'emes, it's true that Rabbi Yitzchak tells us that you can only write Kislev HaKodesh in a certain way. And if you wrote it in the Megillah without Rabbi Yitzchak Sirtut, which for now we'll assume means every single line, so you didn't have the Kislev HaKodesh of the Megillah written b'toras Kislev HaKodesh as it should be written. It's a tainted, it's a subpar Ksivah. Okay, but a Megillah, k'sher it is? Because the words of the storyline of the Megillah, the words of Megillas Esther are there for you to read and have your presuming Nisa Purim, so maybe that's good enough. That's the chidush of the drasha. Divishon be'emes, know that for the Megillah to be a Megillah k'sheira, to be yotze your mitzvah, the Megillah has to be written with sirtut, divishon be'emes, that without sirtut, it's not kosher Megillah. Without having that standard Kislev HaKodesh, it's not kosher Megillah. That's why you need the drasha. Again, so these, every time you see the Rabbi Yitzchak, it's halacha Kislev HaKodesh, but does it automatically plug in a given situation? That's you know, that's the next question. Yes, Daniel.
Just to clarify, the havmin would have been like maybe you could also be mekayim the sefer lift with a just like a
stam like. You mekayim kriyas haMegillah by reading the words of the story of Megillas Esther as written on a parchment. Even if it was not written in the tzura of where Kislev HaKodesh has to be written. It so happens, if it's written, it should have been appearing with Sirtut. But in terms of passing the Megillah, the kashrus of the Megillah is not a function of the fact that the Ksav passed the test of the way Kislev HaKodesh have to be written. As long as the words are there, but not the Torah's Kislev HaKodesh of the words are deficient in the manner in which it was written. It's lacking the Sirtut.
I mean, we think we could divide this.
Yeah. Okay, what we'll do for tomorrow is, I want to take a question in a second, is Rashi. Rashi clearly has a different take on a lot of this. And within Rashi, for example, what is the din of Sefer Torah, of Sirtut? What kind of halacha is that? Is that Rabbi Yitzchak? Is it different? What is this Gzeres HaKasav, halacha Mishmisina of Rashi, that that Sfarim needs Sirtut? What does all that mean? All right. Yeah, in other words, that inherently, right, in other words, inherently, the din Megillah, to be a Megillah Kshera, it has to be a Megillah with Sirtut. It's not just, right, in other words, it has to be, for Piyotzi Megillah, Kriyasa Megillah, it has to have been written B'Toras, Kisvei HaKodesh, as there could be written. Otherwise, you could have said that Kisvei HaKodesh is one halacha, but Kriyasa Megillah, it just, the words are there on the page.
It's like a
what?
It's a
that's it.